Well, a very good morning to you from summer South Africa in Johannesburg, LA, otherwise known as Lower Alberton. My name is Seth Nyker, and this morning I'm just reflecting on the power of story, and when story is shared and listened to, there is the possibility for building beloved community. As I thoughtfully lay those words down to ground this time, this past weekend, Marisha and I were afforded the opportunity through Heartlines and hashtag Church Out the Box and Process Tools to be in Port Elizabeth in a place called Malaba. It was an amazing opportunity for us to work with people from the community of Malaba, faith community members, as well as professionals in different work spheres that cross education sector, as well as, you know, just working professional communities. But what an amazing moment for us to be able to facilitate and witness how people were able to invest in story. In the one exercise, we only took 7 minutes for two people to just hang out together and invest in one another, their stories, in 3 points. Something from their beginning, something from their middle, and something from their ending. We encourage people to consider, you know, the fact that some of our stories might be filtered with positive stuff as well as negative stuff, and vice versa. But that all of us should be able to at least think out of 3 points, there could be 2 negative, 1 positive, or 2 positive and 1 negative. And for the one gentleman in a group of men that were gathering on Friday night that passed, he had been in the knowing of a specific person, or they've been hanging around in different social spaces for 17 years. But in 7 minutes, they were able to, in an intentional conversation, reflecting on self and sharing some important ideas or important story points of themselves. This gentleman shared that in 17 years, he hadn't really figured out this friend of his that was with him in the room. And so, once again, I was reminded about the power of story and how it can close the gap between the I and the other. In the community of Malaba, there's obviously, you know, people of different class distinction and race and gender and religion and abilities, like many other places throughout the world. But especially where there's economic difficulties and hardships or distinctions between the rich and the poor, it really takes intentional work for people to kind of work together in these communities that are so rich in its diversity, but can also be rich in its division. And so, moments like we've had this past, you know, week and weekend, allow people to kind of clear the space and work out what are the hurdles that exist between the eye and the other. On the other side of this experience, people were able to kind of check in with themselves, connect intentionally with other people, and in some way begin to understand their broader environment. It's really an honor for me to work with Heartlines on the What's Your Story campaign, and for Marisha and I, as we've been connected doing this work in this past weekend, where we worked in the broader community but also within the faith community sector, we are just so excited about the power of story and how just a simple question of what's your story can open up opportunities for us to close gaps between people, building relationships that are amazing. Through our understanding, we're able to interrogate the realities of life through some great questions, provoke some learning, and in some way also these conversations help us to tackle challenges. So from me to you, have a blessed week. Thank you for checking in on this podcast, where we're reflecting on the power of story to build beloved community. Take care and have an awesome day. Bye.